Miracles from Heaven in theaters this Friday. Queen Latifah's in it. Queen Latifah. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, my captain.
Captain. Yes,
morning.
Yes. Oh, we had such a good time on the cruise a couple of years ago. We're getting ready to go again. You know, we got Diana Ross headlining. It's time to go.
The boss?
Yes, the boss. And Patti LaBelle.
Charlie Wilson.
I think I need to jump on that right quick.
Come on, Queen.
You know you love a good party.
Come on.
I sure do. I'm coming to be a spectator this time. I'm coming too.
I know. Yeah, you had a good time.
That. And anybody who works as hard as you do should come on and relax.
When do you stop? What do you? I mean, every time I look up, you're starring in something. Miracles from Heaven. What's that about?
Oh man, Miracles from Heaven is kind of like a movie that just it tests your faith and challenges your faith again and renews your faith kind of. So it's just one of those movies where a family goes through something that really pushes them to the brink and makes them have to pull together and really let it all happen, let the process happen. But it's beautiful, it's emotional, but it's just so uplifting and. It's based on a true story, so meeting the real family who went through all these things and then to see, for us to actually have to play it out was a real cool thing.
But, what was the miracle?
Well, I mean, being healed, basically. Being healed.
A little girl who was diagnosed with a terminal illness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is this the one with
terminal
you
illness,
the tree
something
shit?
That was kind of incurable, mm-hmm. And then... Yeah. It gets healed in the oddest way, like the craziest way you would even think. Kind of just bumps her head and boom.
That's crazy. Kind of Have you ever experienced
normal,
a miracle
really happened that
like
way.
That?
Pardon?
Have you ever experienced a miracle like that?
I think we all have. I had. It's crazy because I was trying to think of things. As we had done this movie. And little things that happened between then and now, and I told myself I would remember them for the movie, because they were literally miracles. And now I can't remember none of them. It must be because of that Tom Joyner cruise I went on.
The miracles where you survived.
Don't blame that on the Fantastic Four.
That was 2 years ago.
You might forget whatever the miracle was. But no, I think that I've definitely had a few miracles through my life that I had nothing to do with. And it just kind of reminded me, that things were on the right track and I just had to kind of keep the faith.
How did Perfect Match do over the weekend?
Perfect Match did decently well,
Yeah.
It'd be such a small movie with not a big budget to push it.
Mm-hmm.
It did pretty well, So I'm hoping that the word of mouth will continue because everybody who's seen the movie really likes the movie. They really enjoy it.
I did.
I think they're pleasantly surprised. You saw it?
Yeah, I did, Queen. I really enjoyed it. And it did really well. It was like third amongst per box office, per screen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it did really well, even though it was on less than 1,000 screens. And I enjoyed it. And how great does Robin Givens look?
I mean, Robin Givens is great. Paula Patton is great. Terrence J, Cassie, we got a beautiful...
You had a beautiful
London.
Cast, yeah.
We got a beautiful cast in this movie, and it's and they're tight, So you see, you kind of believe, how tight they are in their relationships, but, kind of ridiculous at the same time with some of the stuff they're going through. So, I mean, I'm very, very proud of A Perfect Match. I think it's a great movie that people can go out and enjoy, and it's not too way out, and it's not corny either.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
So
it really isn't.
It's just one of those good movies that you can go. I mean, I got a good week worth of movies for you to go check out from the Flavian side. Between Perfect Match and Miracles from Heaven, your heart should be nice.
And you got a big miracle. You have a birthday coming up, too. So you got all these celebrations and stuff going on, huh?
I do. I'm excited about it,
Any birthday plans?
No, I haven't made any plans. I'm real corny this year because everybody's like, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I want hang gliding lessons.
You know? Okay, expect another miracle.
Yeah, I'm being real selfish with all of the stuff that I want for my birthday. I'm like, I want a DJ lesson. I just want to get with a DJ one-on-one and rock out. You know, I'm thinking of, like, stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's just like, I just want to learn something fun and new that I can have fun with, that'll take me, you know, for many more years of my life to have, you know, have a lot of good times.
Finally, Queen, are the baby rumors true?
No, man. Jesus. Well, I can't say that for sure. Who am I to say? Miracles can happen, Tom.
That's the name of the movie, Miracles.
That is possible. Nah, you know, you are going to see me running around here with a family. I can't stick to the timelines everybody else is keeping me on. That's the problem.
Including your mom, probably, right?
Well, my mom is not even tripping anymore. She's like, I know my child, and she knows. My mama knows everything, so she doesn't go take me. She's not going there with me, but she knows. She going. She has hit me with depression, you know. Just a little word every once in a while. Nothing crazy, but my mother's that type of mom that, you know, she ain't got to say too much to make you feel it real heavy. I'm like, dang, Mom, why you look at me like that? Yeah. You know, that kind of parent. So,
Miracles from Heaven. In theaters on Friday. All hail the Queen, Queen Latifah.
Oh, so good to talk to y'all.
Me too.
Love you, Queen.
Take care, darling.
Thank you. You too.